Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the athletes of the Olympic Winter Games.
After a troubled build-up, the 24th Winter Olympics have officially begun in Beijing. The venue for Friday's opening ceremony was the Bird's Nest Stadium, originally built for the Summer Olympics back in 2008. It's the first city ever to host both the Winter and Summer Games. Like the Tokyo Olympics last year, COVID-19 has given these games a different complexion. They're taking place inside a closed-loop system, keeping competitors and staff away from the general public. Athletes must get tested for COVID-19 daily, and there are no foreign fans, with only a small, hand-picked domestic audience allowed to attend. Some of the world's best winter athletes are unable to compete after testing positive.
This is much tougher than injury because you aren't putting yourself out there to take the risk. It's just the risk is everywhere around us. And I really feel for those athletes. I can't even imagine how it must be to do 4 years of work and then at the last minute to have that taken away by something that's out of your control.
Several world leaders have travelled to Beijing for the Games, but other nations, including the US, Britain and Canada, have declared a diplomatic boycott over China's human rights record, specifically its treatment of Muslim Uyghurs. China denies human rights abuses.
The People's Republic of China is perpetrating a campaign of gross human rights violations, including genocide. Over the next 2 weeks, it is our urgent moral duty to shine a bright light on the many human rights violations being perpetrated by the host nation.
Beijing 2022 organizers say the Games will be carbon neutral. All venues will be powered by renewable energy, and five of them have been repurposed from 2008. But with very little snowfall, more than 200 million litres of water have been used to generate fake powder for the alpine locations.
Let's not be naive. You know, artificial snow is used in a consistent way for decades, you know, in winter competitive sport. What is really important, like for any other activities that we practice, is to try to do it in the most efficient way.
With the lead up to the Olympics dominated by politics and COVID-19, most of the athletes will hope the focus now shifts to the action, as nearly 3,000 competitors from 91 nations fight to take home a gold medal. David Stokes, Al Jazeera.